Parshas Chukas Tovshinayin Dalet Beis Tfila. Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Vayishma Haknani Melech Arod Yoshev HaNegev Kivo Yisrael Derech HaAsorim Vayilochem b'Yisrael Vayishp mimenu shevi. Melech Arod, Rashi says he was Amalek, disguised as a Knani. So he came to fight and he took a captive. And Yisrael immediately made an eder to Hashem that they want him back, want the captive back. Unfortunately, 2 weeks ago, the three young Bochrim were also captured by very vicious enemies. And I would like the Schusom to discuss the sugya of Vayish B'menu Shevi. What do we do? What price do we pay to get back the captive? It's from the big mitzvahs called Pidyon Shvuim. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that every moment you don't bring a shavi back, it's a shefech damim. So the Mishnah says in Gittin Mem Hei Amud Aleph, says the Mishnah, Ein poidim es hashvuyin yeser akdei dmein. You cannot redeem a captive more than his value. Why? Mipnei tikun ha'olam. There's a tikun ha'olam, a takonas chazal, to help the community, help the public, that you cannot pay for a captive more than his value. What's the tikun ha'olam? What's the problem? The Gemara has two explanations. Either it's because of duchke de tzibura, they're going to overprice us, and then the tzibur is going to have to pay up. Duchke de tzibura, it's too much for the tzibur, too much pressure. Therefore, they made a takona for the toivas ha-tzibur that we will not redeem the captives more than its value. That's one wants to understand what is a tikkun olam. It's one explanation. Or, says the Gemara, if we pay more than their value, this will give the captors a will and a desire to capture more Yidden, because they know the Yidden get a higher price. If we pay the general price, and why would they look to buy a Jew to capture Jews? They'll capture Goyim as well. But if we pay extra, this will give them cheshek and a will to capture more Jews. So therefore, tikkun ha'olam is to protect the other Jews from being captured. What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, says Rashi, if you have a family relative who wants to pay, is willing to pay the price. You have a rich uncle, your parents, they're willing to pay the price to redeem their child. So if the reason is because of duchke de tzibura, so it's not applicable, because we're not asking the tzibur to pay. We have a person willing to write the check, so it's no duchke de tzibura, so that would be permitted. But if the reason is the ligru relates to tfei, we don't want to give them the will, the desire to capture more Jews, then even if we have a close relative who's willing to write the check, we cannot allow for it. The Gemara doesn't tell us the maskana. These are the two stadium of the Gemara. La halacha we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. In Reish Nun, in Yerodea, Reish Nun base, Siv Dalet. The reason is, Ein poidim es hashvuyim yoysem ekdei dmeem, shalo yu oivim moisrim atzmom nishboitzam. So you shouldn't give them the will, the incentive to capture more Jews. That's the halacha. Now, we have a complication. From a Gemara in Gittin Unches, the Gemara says the Maisi with Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, that he was in Rome, and he was told there's a tinoik in the base of Asurim, there's a tinoik, beautiful tinoik, looks good. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya went to the base of Asurim, and he said a pasuk. Mi nasa le mishisa Yaakov v'Yisrael b'yisazim. Who put it that Yisrael will be captured? And the Tinoik answered and said, Halo Hashem zusha chatan uloi v'loi avu b'drachav haloich v'loi shama b'terasai. It's us that we didn't follow Hashem's will. So Yisrael b'chanani said, wow. Muftachani boy, Shemoyah Rabbi Israel. I know it's going to be a great Moyah Rabbi. Havoida, took a shvua. She'eni zazmi kan. I'm not going to leave there. At she'evdenu b'chol mamon shepoiskim alof. I will pay any price they will offer me. Omru lo zazmi sham. At she doy b'mamon harbe. Indeed, he paid a very high price, and indeed he became Moyah Rabbi Israel, and his name was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. That's the end of the Gemara. But the question is, what's going on? We have a takana. Ein poidim es hashvuyim, more than their value. And he was paying high price, more than his value of a tzamatinoik. Tinoik, I'm saying what? He took a shvur, I will pay any price they will charge me. I'm going to redeem it at any price. How does this work together with takanas chazal? Not to pay more than his value. Any ideas? So two toisvusim. Toisvusim on the sugya, on the actual sugya in daf mem hei, says toisvus two answers. Either it's shas achurban, the whole reason why you can't pay extra because it gives them a big incentive to capture Jews. The shas achurban anyway they're catching all the Jews they saw. So if it wasn't there, there's nothing more to add. That's one answer. A second answer says toisvus. Because he was a muflag b'chochma, a special tinoik is a muflag b'chochma. Therefore, you're allowed to redeem it at any price. Which means, but what about the problem? It's going to cause them to capture more Jews. True, but it's worth it. As the communists used to say, everyone's equal, but some are more equal than others. Everyone's equal. Echad amarve, echad amamit, v'ad shechavinim b'lashamayim. True, but some are more equal than others. Therefore, for muflag b'chochma, it's worthwhile more, even though it's going to cause them to capture more. Those are two choices on the spots. Places over there in Nulches says a new Teretz. What was the heter? Says Toisus, it was the Shah Sakona. The Tinuk was in danger. And when the Tinuk is in danger, the Takona doesn't apply. The Takona is only for a shop who's not in danger. That's why you have a Takona that you can't be put in. But when it's dangerous, then you have to put in at any price. Now, so just to summarize, three tirutim in Tosfos. Either Shas HaChurban is different, or Muflag B'Chochma is exceptional to the rule. It's the price is worthwhile paying the price, saving the Muflag Bechokhma, even though other Jews will be captured. Or it's Sakona is different. Sakona's Nefoshes is different. Now, do the Tirutzim of Tosfos, do they agree with each other or they argue with each other? When Tosfos gives different answers, are they excluding each other? Or each one's just giving a different truth, a different way of answering the question? But are they exclusive? I want to know, is the head of Sakona? Because by us, unfortunately, in our situation, we're going to have to be paying a price more than the value. Whatever the value is, we pay. No other country pays such a price for captives. So we're going to be paying a higher price than their value. So we need to know, do we have a head of Sakona?
The head of Sakona is on the assumption that further captives will not be the Sakona, or?
I don't think so. How can we make such an assumption?
Or it makes sense though, because if they're going to take, you know, one guy's in Sakana, now we're going to put five people in Sakana, what's the why would there be a head there?
Because maybe, I mean, I don't how can we make such an assumption that no one else will be in Sakana? How can we make such an assumption? How do you understand Tosfos then? It does say the head of Sakana.
This situation, there was Sakana, but not, it wasn't the typical thing. Usually people would want to get their money's worth. They wouldn't want to risk their captives. I mean, clearly they had a good slave market there, so it wasn't Kedai to generally put them in Sakana. They wanted to protect them. They didn't have any money.
Okay, I hear. You're being with Samson, the head of Sakona. You're with Samson, only if this case is Sakona, and it won't be. It won't cause other people to be in Sakona. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I didn't understand that way, because I understand that when Mokim Sakona, there's no Takona. Meaning, it's a chashash. It's not. We have a case in front of us. We're worried about other future cases. In Doichi Nefesh, Bnei Nefesh, if I have a case in front of us. So can I hold myself back from saving him because of the future? It's Dovashal Baloilo. So I understand that Malkim Sakona is there's no Takona.
Well, then are you being something to a case where there's a Vadai risk, like you're probably going to get killed?
Not necessarily. Wherever we call Sakona, wherever Tosfos meant.
This is a Sakona, this is a Sakona, this is a Sakona.
Well, that's like a good fake speaker, right?
Yeah, but if I have a mikra b'faneinu, if I have a case in front of me, I have a chiyuv, lo yisam adam reecho. Right?
I don't know if it's fair to ask nice sort of example, but everybody expected, and it has already happened, some of the people killed by, released in the Shalit deal, somebody already committed a murder. So Shalit was not maybe in danger, but it was clear, you know, at least 1,000 roadsmen, one of them was going to do it.
Okay.
Nobody was surprised when.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, we're learning the sugya. We're going to have to see what we'll come out with. Meantime, we're just learning the sugya.
What are you going to do then? You're going to then say that it depends on the degree of sakana versus the degree of probability of future.
No, I'm not going to agree. I'm saying mikra b'faneinu. I'm saying a mikra b'faneinu. You have a chiyuv lo yisam adam reecho. The fact that the world be, you know, it's going to cause other people to be in sakana. I don't think that's a cheshbon against a mikra b'faneinu. That's how I understand Tosfos.
And the mikra b'faneinu you're saying is a 50% chance, or a 10% chance, or 2% chance?
No, it's more than a regular case. It's a sakona case. Whatever this is, made of kimta, it's a sakona case. I don't know the statistics.
But
once sakona in front of you, you can't. What?
A rogue that is likely to be killed versus a mir amatzah that is likely to be killed versus.
don't know. I don't. Tosi doesn't give me the criteria. He's making a kimta. He makes a kimta that it's a sakana. Not like a regular case. I don't know. I can't tell you what the details are. But my understanding is that when you have a mikra refrain of sakana, there's no marking for a sakana. Where am I coming from? I mean, it's not black. How do I know it's not black and white over here? Because there's a Mishnah that says that a husband, you know, I don't know if we know this, but you know, we're all mashuba in aksuba. You have to redeem our wives. Part of the aksuba is if your wife gets captured, then you have to redeem her. It's part of the tnai aksuba. There's no such thing as aksuba without it. Everyone, every husband is obligates himself that he must redeem his wife. It's a chiyuv mammon. He has to sell his house, sell his assets. He has to redeem his wife. What happens is they're charging 10 times the price. So Tana Kama says, you have to pay. You got to pay it. Even 10 times the price. Ask Tosfos, what's going on? What about the Takana? Says Tosfos, since a person can redeem himself at any price, so Ishto you can go for is like redeeming yourself. What's it saying, Tosfos? Even though the Takana is that it's going to cause, by you paying extra, it's going to give them incentive to capture other Jews. But for yourself, we can't stop you. That's Pasha to Tosfos. We cannot stop a person who has wealth, is willing to pay a price to redeem himself. We cannot stop him. Even though that the results will be the same. We're discussing Pidyon Shvuim, Pasha Shavua, of Vayash Menoshevi. And it's Inyon HaDayoyim, unfortunately, it's Inyon HaDayoyim. So I see. So therefore, I understand that sakana is in the same way. Once we deal with sakana, we can't get in your way because you have a mikra b'fanim of sakana. That's my understanding. So we cannot stop. We cannot hold ourselves back. So the question is: Are they exclusive or inclusive? When Tosfos says muflag b'chokma, does he mean this is the only hetzer, but sakana wouldn't count, or does he mean? Well, no, I agree with Sakona, but it's not Sakona. Who says it was Sakona? A different head of Mufak v'Chochma. The Achronim argue about this point. In Shut Semach Tzedek, he learns there are exclusive, and the Teretz of Mufak v'Chochma doesn't allow for Sakona. Sakona would not be a heta. But in the Piskei HaTosfos, he passes them both. So you see, it's not exclusive, they're both true. There's a heta of Mufak v'Chochma. By regular Chevy, Mufrag b'chokma is a heta. You have another heta of Sakona, both are true. That's the Das HaTosfos. The Ramban over here, he argues, and he brings the Gemara in Bava Basra, where the Gemara says that the most difficult situation is, the Gemara says like this, Cherev being is worse than regular death. And Rav, hunger is worse than Cherev. Worse than Cherev. And Shevi is worse than both them all. The Kulu Isnube. Shevi, you have the risk of dying, the risk of being killed by sword, and the risk of dying from starvation. Everything is inclusive in Shevi, in captivity. Kulu Isnube. So after Ramban, every Shevi is Sakona. And still Chazal Asad. So don't tell me there's a head of Sakona. Every Shevi is Kulu Isnubi. And Alpha begin Chazal Asad. So says Chazal, says Ramban, there's no head of Sakona. He argues with Tosfos. How's Tosfos going to deal with this Gemara? Tosfos said there is a head of Sakona. Says the Miri. A Stam Shevi, the Gemara spoke generally speaking in Bava Basra, but Shevi Lemonon, if they're out there to get money, it's not called Sakon. What you said before, it's true. Captured, stomach, maybe. Anyway, there are types of captivity where you're in Sakona, but if they're there, they're in slave markets, it's not called a Sakona because they want to get their money's value. Anyway, in Yonenu, so it comes out to be Machlekes. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Nun Beis says Shulchan Aruch, you cannot pay for shavui more than its value, with two exceptions. A person can redeem himself at any price. Doesn't bring the head of a wife. He holds you can't redeem your wife. And a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham or Talmud Chorif, you can redeem. That's the only Terim he brings. Nothing else. He does not bring the Heter of Sakona. The Pischei Tshuva brings Machlokes Achronim. Some Achronim hold there's no Heter of Sakona. Marami Lublin and many others. And other Achronim, the Yamshe Shleimim hold there is a Heter of Sakona. And brings the Minag is to be Mekel. So anyway, so this is the sugya. So there is a heter sakona. I think they are in sakona. I mean, as long as if we're willing to pay, to be looked after. Once we get a stage where, if we will say no, then they are really in sakona. I didn't see such a thing.
I'm not following the issue. If there's no sakana, then there's a machlokes how much pay.
Yes, there's takonas chazal. Mishnah in Mem Aleph. You can't pay more than their value.
What's the total how much you pay?
Because you're giving them incentive to capture more.
Oh.
More Jews.
What's the total of their value?
In the slave market, if they know they can raise the price in Jews, so they'll capture more Jews because we're more valuable.
What's the value? How do you make the value?
Oh, how do you make a value? You have to know what's normal. I don't know. In those days, they had the slave markets. Nowadays, I don't think any country in the world pays what we pay. Don't think it happens.
When you trade 1,000 of their prisoners for shalit, that's wrong. And it's not sakon.
For sure, it's against the Tkona Chazal. Now you have to know there's a head of sakon. Sakon will change it. But then, if Sakona leads the Sakona, I did see about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, there was a big trade-off from Lebanon, Jibril, it was called the Jibril exchange, 3,000 for 1,000. I remember that.
It was like 5,000, 4,000.
It was a big exchange. So I saw, an article written by Rav Ravbag. I knew his son. So he was justifying it, and he got a response from Mordechai Eliyahu. Mordechai Eliyahu says that he told him the many ministers who criticizes that this wasn't a pidyon, it wasn't pidyon shvun, it was schita. We're being squeezed. It wasn't a deal. It was schita, and he says there was pidyon shvun. There wasn't mitzvahs pidyon shvuim. Pidyon shvuim yesh kana, but enka mitzvahs pidyon shvuim, he said. It wasn't a mitzvah, it wasn't dam kedin. It was wrong to pay such a price. Based on the fact that the many army men felt the price was too high. Those were prisoners that were sent abroad. So it's a complicated issue. We're just learning the sugya. These are the tzadim. We're definitely giving them incentive. But the fact that we're willing to pay, giving an incentive to capture more, big incentive. If they'll be thrown into Aza, it'll be half a story, because across the border there are anyway enough terrorists over there anyway. Being brought back home, whether they're definitely going to be active again. So it's a difficult question.
You can't see the price, they kill them, so it's always like, no?
What?
Even if it's not the price, then they kill the, so it's always sakana, no?
I mean, not in our case, but us it's definitely sakana. For them, there's no question.
No, we said before it's a case of money, but it's not a sakana.
No, if we won't pay the extra price, so they'll sell them on the regular slave markets. If the Jews will say we're not paying the extra money, so it'll be sold like every other slave. That's what's happening to Gemara. Sorry?
But here they just catch them because they're Jews. It's not like they're just going to be happy with any slave on the market. They want enough to get Jews.
Right. I'll just add, in the case of Shalit, there's a potentially different other svarah to add. It says by Yosef, it says when the brothers went down to Mitzrayim, Vayerdu Achei Yosef. Says Rashi, doesn't say Bnei Yaakov. Vayerdu Achei Yosef, says Rashi, because the Achei Yosef, they made a decision, they're going to spread out and look for Yosef, and they will redeem him. As far as they were concerned, he was a slave, and they will redeem him at any price. So the Chayim ask, what do you mean any price? Is Takona? Achim Keter Takona? How can you redeem it at any price? So one interpreter say, oh, it's Mufrig B'Chochma, Yosef HaTzadik. I would say different answers. No one else to capture. No Chashash might capture more Jews. I mean, I don't think that they were under danger of being captured. The Achayim would say it's different because they were responsible. Since they sold Yosef to slavery, they kind of makes them responsible. Therefore, it's different. We can't. Therefore, they have the right to redeem him at any price. It's a chiddush. So it could be the country feels itself responsible for a soldier and responsible. I don't think it's. I'm not sure it's in this case that would apply that svara. Okay, should be what we spoke about. Should be halacha v'loyla ma'isa. I'm saying they should be redeemed. B'mheira, using what we learned in this week's parasha. What's our power to redeem them? It's in this week's parasha where Moshe sends Malach, he sends messengers to Melech Edoim, and he tells him, you know, we went down to Mitzrayim. Va'nitzak el Hashem v'yishma koreinu, says Rashi, v'abrocha shebirchonu avinu ha'koil koil Yaakov shanu tzoyekim v'nanim. So look, that's our power, ha'koil koil Yaakov. So we need to use that power we have. Everyone can add to that, so we should all be released with Zad Hashem Meher B'Yameinu safely. Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Vav. We learn some history, some general history. They conquered Sichon. They captured Amisrael at Sichon. They killed Sichon. They captured his land. Then we learn some general history. What was the general history? Says the pasuk about Ir Cheshbon. Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Chof Vav. Ki Cheshbon Ir Sichon Melech Emori. Cheshbon was part of Sichon, but really, Vu Nilcham Melech Moav Rishon VeYikach Es Kol Artzim Yoder Ad Arnon. Really, Cheshbon originally belonged to Moav, and Sichon captured it from Moav, and we have Pasuk continues to describe this battle. Okay, big deal. What's the word? Says the Gemara in Chulin. Chulin Samach on base. Om Rav Shimon ben Lakish. How be mikrois truim nisraif? There are many psukim that should be burnt because apparently they're redundant. It's a gnai to put them in the Torah. It's absolute waste of time. It's chatter. It's a gnai to they should be together in the same Torah. It's really sorfon. Says the Gemara, Ki cheshbon ir sichon melech emori v'nilcham ha'melech moav. Ma'i nafkemina? Who cares? General history in the Torah. Says the Gemara in the Chulin Daf Samach Amud Beis. Answers the Gemara. Really, because Hashem already told. Told Yisrael, "Atotzaras moyov, al disgar bom b'milchama, kulo yiten lecham yarta Yerusha." Hashem says this in Chumash Dvarim. We cannot start up with moyov. We, the Jews, are prohibited to fight with moyov. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Oh, let's lay si sichoin leipuk mi moyov. That sichoin captured from moyov. Veleisi yisrael veleipuk mi sichoin. Behind it, Amar Papa, Amon v'moyov tiaru b'sichoin. So what happened was the sichoin was there to take it from moyov. He's allowed to, and then we took it from, we got it through sichoin. What's the message to us? Our Pesach, what's the message?
Hashem loves us.
Says the Pasuk in Koheles, Perek Beis Pasuk Yudches. Sonesi ani is kol amoli shani omel tachas Hashemesh. I hate what I do. Shani chenu lo odom shiacharai. I'm going to give it to someone else. Pasuk Chofalef. Ki yesh odom sh'omoloi b'chochmo b'das b'kishroin. Then someone else will take it. Gam ze hever rus ruach. In perk vov, yesh rosh or isi tachas hashemesh. Ve'isha sheyiten lo elikim oisher v'nechosim v'kovet v'neno chaser nafshei mikol sheyisafe. Gets everything. V'lo yesh yiten lo elikim lechol imenu. Hashem won't let him take from it because ki le'ish noch yechlenu. Gam ze hever rus ruach. Hashem gives you stuff, and then it gets passed on to someone else. So let's imagine. See, how does Sichon feel? Ah, I made it. I conquered Cheshbon in such a powerful city. I'm so great. I'm so strong. You know where he really was? He was a pawn. He was a pawn in the game because Baruch was playing a game with Sichon. You're just a shliach. Once you capture Sichon, once you capture Cheshbon, then we're going to finish you off. That's what was really happening in Shemayim. The message for us is that don't get carried away. We love Olam Hazeh. We like to mass and gather, store, fill up the bank account to the overflow. Get some more acid. You should know. Yes, Rosh Chodesh, you never know. Maybe just a shliach to give it to someone else. No one can guarantee anything. So don't get carried away with Olam Hazeh. But the only thing you can gather that won't get carried away to someone else is what? It's your Torah mitzvahs. That stays yours, but everything else you gather, no guarantee. Remember Sichon. Remember how he felt after he conquered Cheshbon. But in reality, he was just a shliach to machshir it for us. Okay. And says the next pasuk, and pasuk of Zayin, Al ken yomer ha-moishlim bo Cheshbon. Tibone v'sikoinen ir sichoin. Bo Cheshbon. Come to the ear of Cheshbon. But says the Gemara Bava Basra Ein Ches, who are the Moishlim? Ela Moishlim b'gitzron. Control their desires. Bo Cheshbon. Let's make Cheshbon shel olam. Hefsed mitzvah keneged tzara. Tzchaver keneged efseida. Make the Cheshbon. And then the pasuk says, Tibone v'sikoinen. If you will do so, Tibone b'olam hazeh v'sikoinen olam habo. To be settled in this world and in the world to come. Bo Cheshbon. Says the Mesillas Yesharim in Chelke Azirus. He says that no one else could give you this Eitzah. The Eitzah of Bo Cheshbon. It's like being in the maze. Have you ever been in a maze? Been in one? It's amazing, right? So you're in the maze, and you have no idea where you're going to turn, which way to go. You're lost. But someone who's standing outside, on top, he sees the whole picture. He can guide you. When you're in there, you don't know where you are, you don't know what you're doing. But if someone from outside, They can guide you. Says Mr. Shorim, the Moishlim be Yitzram. People ready, they've already conquered the Yitzhak. They've been there already. What do they tell you? They said one thing they tell you is bo cheshbon, make a cheshbon of schar mitzvah keneged tzara, hefzer mitzvah keneged tzara, tzavir keneged pseido. This is what Mr. Sharm says. The question is very nice. In the marshal he gives from the maze, you're being guided. You have a GPS, which also satellite, the GPS watching you and guiding you. Take a right, take a left, take a U-turn. Very nice. Okay, so what do they tell me? Let's now see the nimshal. I'm in the maze. I'm lost in this world. So, bo cheshbon. Okay, very nice. Now what? Bo cheshbon. Okay, I see I'm a bad matzav. I'm doing lots of averas, not doing enough mitzvahs. Now what? Do we have a GPS? It's not fair. It's like you have someone who is in big debt. He's going bankrupt. So I need help. So you sit down with him. He says, "Look, I owe this guy money. I owe that guy money." So you tell him, "No, you got to make a plan. You have a problem. Are you bankrupt? Yes. Now what?" So we tell the in the marshal is, you're in the maze. You're lost, and there's someone on the tower is guiding you exactly where to go. Very nice. But in the nimshal. Okay, I'm aware I'm not doing enough mitzvahs. I'm aware I'm doing too many averos. And now what? I think I have a nice, good answer. The boy said the answer is there is no answer. This is the answer. There's no one who can. You know who's going to guide you? Yourself. You're going to make the plan. Once you are aware of the right and the wrong, of where you're holding, then you will be your own GPS. Because im adam lo yoreis atzmo ma'ilu amoyrin, you can do it yourself. You have to wake yourself up. You have to make the cheshbon, realize where you're holding, what needs to be done. But how to do it? There's no one can guide you. You will be your own GPS. Once you will want to go that way, you will find out how to do it. That is the answer. Bo cheshbon, just make the cheshbon. Make the cheshbon, wake up, be aware where you are, know where you need to go, and you will work it out yourself. You don't need someone to guide you. No one else can guide you. Shakoyach, have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much.